A title to the heavenly possessions. The day is coming when a man shall cast his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks, and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty. The riches of the world will not avail in the day of wrath, but faith and obedience will bring the victory. We shall act out all the faith we have. We must educate ourselves to talk faith, and prepare for the future life. What earnest efforts men make to obtain a lawful title to their land. They must have deeds that will stand the test of law. The possessor is never satisfied unless he is confident that there is no flaw in his title. Oh, that men were as earnest to obtain a title to their heavenly possessions that would stand the test of law. The apostle exhorts the follower of Christ to give diligence to make his calling and election sure. There must be no error, no flaw in your claim to immortality. Says the Savior, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city."